May 22nd, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Truly I tell you, the commandments are fulfilled in and through holy love, for holy love is the embrace of all the commandments. Every sin is a transgression of holy love. There is no righteousness, holiness, or sanctification outside of holy love. Those who oppose this mission of holy love are opposing me. They bring disfavor upon themselves, for they do not embrace the truth, nor do they sincerely search out the truth. Unbelievers need many prayers, for they have concocted false reasons to turn against me. At best, they do a cursory study of these profound messages with a predetermined opinion of their lack of value. Pray for unbelievers, for they do not accept responsibility for the errors they propagate. There is much to be said here about the evils of spiritual envy and spiritual pride, but I have already discussed this with you. Please understand that this false discernment is a fallout from the sins of jealousy and pride, which hold captive many who need conversion. Pray for these unbelievers. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 2, 1 through 6. My little children, I am writing this to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the expiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we may be sure that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, but disobeys his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly love for God is perfected. By this we may be sure that we are in him. Who says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Another note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers.